Move over, pistons and turboprops. Here comes the VLJ. The FAA chimes in on potential Dreamliner icing. And is a strike looming at United? This is Aero News for Wednesday, November 27th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. A new report out by aerospace consultants PMI Media Limited forecast more than 1,700 very light jets, or VLJs, will be delivered in the next 7 years. The report, the fifth in a series of focus studies on this sector that PMI has published since 2006, examines the shape, extent, and dimension of the re-emergent VLJ market. Demand for these aircraft collapsed with the banking crisis of 2008, but recent years have seen two established manufacturers develop a successful line of mature programs. By the end of 2013, more than 1,000 VLJs will have been delivered. One of the major changes to the market over the coming years, according to the report, will be demand for new VLJs from customers in the Middle East and Far East, while the VLJ sales to aircraft operators in Latin America will fall from the current 21% of global demand to 15% by 2019, behind Europe. The report's author, analyst Philip Butterworth Hayes, says, quote, "This is a market-defying logic, but we still have to see whether affordable jets can really take root in the general aviation market," end quote. New models recently entering the market include the Honda Jet and the Eclipse EA-550. The FAA is expected to issue an AD this week warning airlines flying Dreamliners and 747-8 airplanes powered by GE NX engines to avoid flying near towering thunderstorms. There have been several reports of ice building up behind the first compressor fan of these engines in such conditions, and the ingested ice has led to a temporary reduction of power in the engines. While none of the affected engines has stopped operating and all flights have landed safely, the FAA said it would be taking the quote-unquote interim action, again quoting, to make sure pilots avoid icing conditions that could affect engine power and possibly damage the engine, end quote, according to a report from Reuters. The FAA said it is working closely with Boeing and GE to develop a permanent solution. As we reported yesterday, Boeing says that it hopes the problem can be resolved through updated control and engine software. Dreamliners, powered by the Rolls-Royce Trent 1000 engines, are not affected. The 747-8 uses the affected GE NX engines exclusively. And just in time for the holidays, United Airlines Professional Aviation Mechanics, represented by the Teamsters Union, held informational pickets at 10 major airports around the country on Monday, informing the public that they may be forced to strike if the company refuses to keep its promise to reinstate the workers' pension plans. In 2005, UAL took away the pensions for 11,000 professional aviation mechanics, but promised when the company's financial situation improved, well, they would get their retirement plans back. Well, UAL has since rebounded and is reporting hundreds of millions of dollars in profits. In fact, the second quarter of 2013 saw United earn its highest revenue in history. After a year of stalling, UAL executives broke off contract negotiations without agreeing to the pensions they had promised and, adding a little salt to the wound, declared that 3,500 mechanics will be forced to pay an additional $300 to $500 each month for their health care, a proposal to which the machinist no doubt responded with a very loud, "Bah, humbug," to put it nicely. Piper Aircraft has earned the distinction from Workforce Solutions as one of the community's best places to work at the 11th annual Indian River County Best Places to Work Awards for employers with more than 50 employees. Workforce Solutions is a private, nonprofit Florida organization with a board of directors consisting of private business, economic development, and education representatives, as well as individuals from community and state agencies and elected officials. Workforce Solutions commissioned Personnel Dynamics Consulting of Fort Pierce, Florida, to calculate staff turnover rates growth percentages, employee development spending, promotion percentages, insurance packages, retirement plans, a total of 37 measurements that determined Indian River County's best places to work. Speaking of the award, Piper President and CEO Simon Caldicott said, quote, "The Best Place to Work Award validates the motivation and excellent work habits exhibited daily by hundreds of Piper employees, and it acknowledges the positive, productive environment created by our workforce and their families," end quote. Moon Express, a commercial lunar enterprise, conducted a successful free flight test of its lunar lander software on NASA's Mighty Eagle prototype robotic lander. The closed-loop free flight test conducted Tuesday was the latest in a series of progressive tests of the company's flight software being conducted in collaboration with the NASA Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. The collaboration is helping Moon Express develop its commercial lunar landers for low-cost robotic missions to the moon, set to begin in 2015. When Aero News continues, it's beginning to look a lot like holidays in space. How about this for reality TV? And, well, at least they had high hopes.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
The True Blue Power TSA35 series emergency power supply features lithium iron phosphate technology, resulting in an EPS that is 63% lighter than lead acid designs with a 10-year life expectancy. Available from your local avionics dealer.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, November 27th. I'm Glenn Moyer. From now through January 5th, Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex is holding its third annual Holidays in Space. The visitor complex will be adorned with a stunning array of holiday decorations, host daily visits with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and spark the imagination with a new Through the Toy Box and Out of This World collection featuring toys both vintage and contemporary inspired by outer space. From ray guns and spaceships to coin banks and cosmic action figures, Through the Toy Box and Out of This World collection represents mankind's fascination with space over the last 100 years in the form of toys. The collection features nearly 100 treasured toys children have used to play out their fantasies of space travel, some of whom turned those dreams into reality. Well, the TV show didn't last, but the employees of Pan Am have, and on December 7th, they'll celebrate with a reunion to be held at their old headquarters on the Miami International Airport, currently the corporate offices of Pan Am International Flight Academy, the surviving training division of the airline. Mary Diorio, the president of Pan Amigo Inc., said, quote, "We are very excited to have the opportunity to host Pan Am Day and bring together the former employees of Pan American World Airways. This is a tightly knit group of people, still very connected and loyal to each other, with a great sense of pride having worked for what many still consider the world's greatest airline," end quote. Pan Am International Flight Academy continues to operate the 200,000-square-foot training facility the airline built for its expanding training division back in the early 1980s, and the building is a favorite of the reunion group, as it still prominently displays the large airline logo on its exterior, has a stunning two-story lobby with large murals and displays of Pan Am in its glory days, and houses a Pan Am memorabilia shop located on the mezzanine level and overflowing with PAA merchandise. Pan American World Airways, the principal and largest international air carrier in the world, ceased operations under bankruptcy on December the 4th, 1991. You know, speaking of airlines, all those big airliners look the same, right? When pulling a stock photo for an ad designed to promote the aerospace industry in Seattle, the ad designer grabbed a photo of an Airbus A319. not exactly the image they might have wanted to project for the home of so many Boeing employees. The full-page ad in the Seattle Times was purchased by the Washington Aerospace Partnership, according to television station KCPQ. It hoped to influence lawmakers to pass transportation legislation that included incentives for Boeing to maintain its manufacturing base in the Puget Sound region. But the plane featured in the ad was not a Boeing product. The paper said the ad was placed by the Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce, which is affiliated with the Washington Aerospace Partnership. The organization called using the wrong plane in the ad an, quote, embarrassing, cringeworthy error, end quote. So how is it the lyrics go to the song High Hopes? Oops, there goes another 777X. Tomorrow, of course, is the Thanksgiving holiday, and like so many countless others, I'll be traveling home to be with my mom, younger sister, and brother, and their families to celebrate. I hope you and yours have a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. Until then, I'm Glenn Moyer. I thank you, as always, for listening, and you are now cleared for departure.